Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
It's the guru. Steiny Guru Show. Let's go.
All right, Steiny Guru with you on a Thursday morning. Warriors play the Sixers today, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, early.
Oh, that's you know who's going to be in a good mood?
Oh, the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It must be nice.
Don't we have one coming up?
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, there you go. Look
at Warriors at Charlotte, 11 a.m.
That is
weird.
We
won't be here.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know if I want to do this because I'm not
trying to diminish Steph.
No, and I'm also not saying this guy's better.
Right.
But when we throw around top 10, he's still top 10 player. All right.
Believe it.
And I say a guy like Jalen Brunson, and you guys go, no, he's not.
Brunson's a bad boy.
Okay, and I'm just saying, Jalen Brunson has finished higher in the MVP voting the last 2 or 3 years. He's finished better than Steph.
Okay.
Okay, now if you want to go New York bias, that's fine.
I was just going to say a better team.
I'm just looking at a guy, and that's what it's. That's
you
also
put
interesting.
Curry on last year's Knicks team, they wouldn't lose to the Pacers. Like, well, I can see them beating the Pacers with Steph.
Curry finished higher in MVP voting than him last year, by the way.
Right. They're about the same, but then Curry's been 8-9, not at all, and 9. Brunson's been 10-5 2 years ago. He was 5th.
But last year, to Evan's point,
My point is, everybody just thinks Steph is way better than Brunson, and I'm looking at a guy who's averaged 29, 26.
No one's saying he's way better than him.
That's my point.
But if he's a half a point better than him, then he's... like, what if they're both top 10 players, Sonny?
It speaks to what we're trying to hammer home, that Steph is handling his business even at 37.
Okay. And that's what you guys think. And I don't necessarily think it. I'm looking at Jalen Brunson, 26, 29, 26, 25, and 28. That's what he's averaged the last 5 years. And I just don't understand why, not that we don't think Curry's great, but I feel like people are insulted when you say, yeah, Brunson and Curry have been comparable over the last 5 years in terms of where they finished in the MVP stuff.
But as far as box office and who you want to watch play, it's not, and I just know shaded Brunson. Stoddy, it's not even close.
I know, but I don't care about that.
Steph's a show.
I don't care about that.
And he's averaging 27 points. It's like you don't care about anything that shines light on Steph. And you got me right now. He's in sick bay. He's hurt with the quad injury. Stoddy, he's averaging 27 points a game. We saw what he did a couple of weeks ago in San Antonio, 2 nights
in
a row.
And I'm sick of that, too. I'm really getting sick
part?
Of that.
What part?
But Steph Curry used to be among the most consistent players in the league. Right, because he was one of the greatest of all time. He's gotten less consistent, I think.
Yeah, but the theme, I think, of this conversation, and we're going away from it, is how do you improve, forget Brunson and Steph, If it could be right, they could be both top 10. But the bottom line is, Brunson's playing with a way better personnel than Steph.
Is he? Then why do you think this team can get to the Western Conference Finals?
Because I thought Jimmy was going to do what he did last year when he came. I don't know what's going on. I'm looking at Steph saying, you can't do more. I'm being realistic. You can't do more. You're averaging 27, 50, 40, 90. Yeah, it ain't there, but it's damn near close. I need Jimmy, who's capable of doing more, or Kuminga, or Moody and Pods. But don't tell me Brunson supporting Cavs is not way better than what Curry's working here with the Warriors.
Okay, then I'm asking you why you think the Warriors were going to be as good as you thought they were going to be if you're saying they're not even close to as good as the
Jimmy
Knicks.
I thought Jimmy Butler could be more. He's not bad, but I thought he could do more on a nightly basis, and I saw it last year. And right now, I feel like that, you know, him just being okay is hurting the team.
Maybe also thought the younger players were going to take a step and be better than they were last year. But let me ask you this.
Well, let's fire. You know what should happen?
If Steph Kerr. If Steph was on the New York Knicks last year, do they beat the Pacers?
I
don't know.
There's no doubt in my mind.
I think they do beat the Pacers.
Too. Money time?
Okay.
But that's the difference.
Okay. And that's fine. And we're 11-11, and we've got it.
But you're not saying Steph's the problem. Like, he's at the bottom of my list.
No, my nuanced thing is he's not a problem. What they're doing continues to be a problem.
And what is that?
It's going nowhere.
But that wasn't the plan.
48, 44, yeah, 46. Well, it's been the same team for 3 years, and they're going to be the same team this year. Yeah.
But that's what you get for thinking Kuminga's going to turn a corner and or Moody's going to be something worthy of a 14th pick.
I'm ready to start talking about Steve Kerr. If people want to start talking about it like this, let's talk about it like this. I'm sick of hearing Butler's not playing up to par. Draymond's not himself. He doesn't get anything out of Kuminga. Moody should be better. Pods makes too many mistakes. Fire Steve Kerr then if you think this team's a 52-win team. Like, seriously. Nick Friedel, Giannis on the table.
So then the follow-up question is, okay, you've given up everything, pretty much, and you have Steph and Giannis and Draymond, Jimmy, one or the other, because of the way the salaries have to work. Is that enough? And as I sit here right now, I tell you, no, that's not enough, because the Thunder, if they stay healthy, are going to roll through that team and every other team, and they're probably going to win their second title in a row. The question then becomes, though, okay, well, is Steph and Giannis, at least for another couple of years, as long as Steph plays, is that enough? We'll see, but that's part of the problem with Steph at about to be 38 years old.
All right, Nick Friedel, talking about Giannis, and you'd end up with Giannis. I mean, I don't...
That would be the best tandem for the next 2 to 3 years, right? Given that Steph wouldn't fall off the face of the earth. I'm going Steph and Giannis together, and the game's not predicated on tandems, Goo. I understand that. But if you're telling me you can hold on to Jimmy or Dre, oh, man. And it's not, and Nick might be right. What's up, Nick? That it might not be enough, but the fan base, Joe Lacob, watching the Warriors, when you sit down, buckle up, have your dinner and drinks, you think, okay, they've exhausted all possibilities on going all in for Steph. And right now, I don't feel that way, because you got Deer with four pointers out there in regard to possibilities, and his name's Giannis. Because this ain't it. You just did, that quick exercise of 48, 44, the operation playing. So I'm not going to apologize, but boy, if this keeps up and we're part of the play-in and no moves are imminent, boy, I took hook, line, and sinker for the Jimmy trade. I was a fool, because it worked. And I thought, okay, watch out for as long as we're together. And now that doesn't seem to be the case. Everybody has different reasons for it, but I need more from Jimmy, and I'm starting to think Steiny just, now he's looking his age, he can't give me that more that I'm looking for him.
All right, let's go back to the basics, because I'm confused now. And I'm asking for input. If you're a Warrior fan, do you want to see, if the Warriors could get Giannis for four future firsts, and they give up who again? Kuminga, Draymond, and Buddy Hield.
Let's
and,
do it.
And can I just, can we assume, can I assume 80% of the fans would do that?
I think it's 85.
Do you think it's more than that?
It could be 90.
That's what I'd like to find out, because I'm not sure.
You wouldn't do it.
I don't think I would. I really don't. As hard as it is,
man, it's dying.
And as much as the quick fix is enticing.
So you wouldn't do it because you don't think they could beat the Thunder, or you wouldn't do it because you think Giannis is not what he was, or you think Steph slipped a bit. Why wouldn't you do it?
I wouldn't do it because to me it's a little bit, it's too much of a long shot for not a good enough chance at. Now here's the thing. You
sounds like you're just selling low on the combo of Giannis and Steph.
Well, no, but here's the thing. Like, here's why I would do it, because we probably will get a further. We'll win a round or two. Right. But I know. Are you winning it with that team? I don't think so. I don't think you're winning it against Oklahoma City. So when you say, and I say, and it's not fair, like, would you do it? Like, we're always thinking about a title. Like, I don't necessarily always think about a title. I may just do it not because, well, now they can win the title. I would do it because, well, now they got better than last year.
Man, how close can we get to winning the title? Like, can we get to the Western Conference Finals?
I don't know.
Like, that's what I would want for Steph to finish this thing out.
We all want it for Steph, but... You know, are they better than the Lakers? Are they better than Denver? Are they better than OKC?
But if you were to pull that move off and get Giannis with Steph, Stani, I don't, like, you're not outclassed by a lot of teams. Like, it's going to have to be determined on the court. But I know this, you're way better than what you're running out there now. That I know.
Okay. No breaking news sounder here. I am absolutely concerned about life after Steph Curry.
But how concerned are you about life now?
I'm not. I'm not letting Steph Curry, like, I'm not letting one guy.
Well, forget him.
Overly
just the
impact
state of this 11-11 team.
We got, like, I don't believe there's any quick fix. Like, I get it, and I don't. Obviously, I don't want to go here, but. Like, if you've got a move that's in the long, like, in the long-term interest of this team, but it won't pay off for 3 years, I gotta do it. But it feels like, you know, here's the other thing. We're talking about a lot of these trades in a vacuum where we say, well, if they make this trade, they could win a title, but if they don't, then they're gonna stay. Like, I get we're doing it from extremes. I just, you know what it is?
What is it?
I covered the Warriors from 95 to 2007.
Oh, that's a stretch. Look at it.
They stunk for 12 years.
That's a long run.
And I just, like, well, that'll never happen under Lacob. I mean.
You keep drafting like you did with Moody, Kuminga, and Wiseman. I'm just saying that happened under Lacob's watch.
Yeah, let's go to Sean in Fremont. Where are we? Is it Giannis? No doubt about it. Like, if you got a chance, are you going for Giannis? Hey, Sean, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Sonny, I think I 100% agree with you. If we get Giannis, we're not going to go to the championship. We may first see the first and second round, but I think, you know, if we're looking at history from all of our championships. We've had a bench who've relieved Steph Curry when he gets tired, if he does get tired, and that helps the situation. I mean, if you recall, we had David Lee, we had Mo Spates to kind of help the 3-point and the short game. So I think totally, like, even if we do get Giannis, it's still going to hurt us because we still don't have a reliable bench. And I think that's 100% what we really do need is somebody to help us through those times where Steph is out of the game, you know, on a timeout and whatsoever. But thanks for the call. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. Just a couple And this is a good point from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Steiny, missing on first round picks are why you're having this conversation. How are teams, and I hear this a lot. Well, they haven't drafted well, so what do those picks mean down the line? I'm sorry. Like, Mike Dunleavy is not Bob Myers. Like, I make a distinct.
Right.
I don't blame Dunleavy for Wiseman, Moody, or Kuminga. I mean, Moody, like, his what, top pick was a number 19 pick? I'm not ready to say Dunleavy couldn't do damage if he had a top 5 or 6 pick. Who knows?
But we are, the genesis of what we're talking about is those three misses in the past. And had they hit, I mean, Steph would be, those would be three Thundercats he could be going to battle with. What hurts so much.
Well, and that's where I'm saying.
What if Kuminga were Jalen Williams?
I don't know if Jalen Williams would be Jalen Williams with the Warriors. Like, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying if Jalen Williams had gotten, when was this draft?
3-4 years ago.
Like the Kuminga one, kind of?
I think it was 2020. Might have been 2020.
Let's just hypothetically, like, if Jalen Williams were drafted into the Warriors in 2022-ish, the year... Yeah.
2022.
Would Jalen Williams be as good now for the Warriors as he was, as he's been now for the Thunder?
But like, for the sake of the conversation, we got to just say, I'm saying yes.
Well, I know,
and if
because
Moody were Isaiah Joe, my point, Steiny, is whatever version of themselves they are, you like what you see, and Steph would naturally be playing with some young guys about to enter their prime. Like, that's how you draw it up.
Right, but I'm, you know, there's a flaw in the argument from a person who says this team cannot develop young players, but then the assumption that had they brought different players in here, they would be the same players they are now in Orlando, like Wagner and Trey Murphy in New Orleans. Yeah. And I'm not convinced of that.
But now it feels like you're pleasing two masters, Steiny. So it's basically you're saying the reason Wiseman, Moody, and Kuminga didn't pop is something to do with coaching.
That's part of the reason. Of course.
I don't believe that. I used to believe. Now they.
What about the situation they were drafted in? You don't think that had anything to do with it?
No, I told you they messed up when they were playing Lamb and Ty Jerome over both Kuminga and Moody. Where would they be? But now I think I can really see what type of player Moses Moody is. He's an okay player, but he ain't that guy. And it looks like the guy that I'm rooting for every day of my life, Jonathan Kuminga, with all the intangibles, the DNA. I'm almost ready to say he may not get to that plateau.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, either. And Wiseman, we already know what that is. You can't blame Wiseman. Nothing on the Warriors coaching staff for Wiseman. He was a miss.
Yeah, I mean.
I do fantasize. What if you got something at all, more than you got? Where would this team be now?
I'm just, we must remember the situation those three were drafted into. And any young player who would have been drafted into that situation would have had to deal with the same circumstances. I'm not saying Wagner and Murphy would have handled it the same way. Maybe they would have rose to the occasion. But I just, like, when it comes to, you know, taking a look at both sides of an argument, like, I do think there's an incongruity when you rip the Warriors, not you, when people rip the Warriors and they can't develop anybody, but then they just assume that a Franz Wagner would have developed in Golden State the exact same way he's developed in Orlando.
And I don't get mad at you at that, but it's how you look at it. And that's what's the, you know, the fundamental difference between you and I.
Here's just a funny one. Let me just throw this one out there.
Yeah.
If Jonathan Kuminga had been drafted by the Orlando Magic, what, like, where do you think his career would be?
Three steps further. I really believe that.
But what are those three steps?
And that's the money question.
Is that him scoring 17 a night? You know, for a team that's...
I think it would be 23, 24. Like, I think he's capable of that if he was up in... If he's on Portland. Like, I really believe that.
Well, then he's scoring more than Paolo Banchero. I'm just saying. Like, then that's a lot of points.
And I want to say this to you and Evan. Stoney, I'm just saying this, and you could be all, guru, you sound like a sports simpleton. At the end of the day, man... I'm just one of those dudes. You got the talent or not. Take the damn Pampers off. Yeah, you got a bad hand. Yeah, you went to a team that had some veterans. But I'm not going to sit here for once and tell you Moody and Kuminga haven't had a chance. Kuminga's on his ninth life here. And at some point, if you want it, you got to go take it. And some do, some don't. But I can't sit here and, oh, if he would have went, like, Kuminga's had ample opportunity even this year. It's still early, and I'm disappointed. You got to go take it.
I mean, there's been examples of young players that have played during this non-developmental time. I mean, he may not be very far, and people might not like him, but, like, Pajemski played a lot as a rookie.
You can't.
Trayce Jackson-Davis played a lot as a rookie.
And I do give Paz that credit, man.
Well, whether it's credit or misplaced confidence by the Warriors, like, there have been examples of guys who have played immediately for this team.
Would you two laugh at me? This is what I was going to ask. I think the Clippers are a 4-game losing streak away from blowing it all up. I'm having some fun. And we're talking about Giannis. We're talking about, the fully loaded Ferrari. If Zubac was available, would you look into him?
Of course. Why not?
I was looking at that. Yeah, but like, would you?
Oh, I didn't know you.
Would he be a guy? No, both of you. Like, that's, forget the cat, you know, the Giannis's. Zubac would be a godsend if somehow the Warriors could get him and not have to mortgage the future.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's going to be a fire sale in Los Angeles. You know, I would personally want to keep him if I'm the Clippers, but maybe they'd like to trade him.
Man.
I mean, honestly, I've been hearing some names that I just think are unrealistic. I think Trey Murphy is completely unrealistic.
Because?
And I get it. They're going to break it up because he's got a great salary and he's still really young and he's getting better. Like, to me, if you're New Orleans, that's the guy you keep. And if I'm the Clippers, Zubats, that's the guy I keep.
Damn.
Zubats is making 18, 19, and 20 over the next 3 years. Oh, my God. Like, I would love that. Zubats is making $5 million less than Kuminga.
I'm uniform, man. Like, damn.
Zubats is making as much
as
Draymond.
That's crazy.
Would you rather have Zubats or Draymond Green?
Zubat.
See what he's averaging.
I've been a big fan.
16 and a half.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a call before we go to break here. Let's go to keep it moving. Father Time's in Napa. Hey, Father Time. How are you?
Hey, Stoney. Hey, Guru.
Hey,
Evan. I'm good. Good times, you know, talking about stuff that may or may not ever matter. First of all, the New Orleans Pelicans are soon to be the Seattle Supersonics. Thank goodness. That's going to happen in our lifetime.
I want it to.
Seattle will have oh, my gosh. Who doesn't want it to? So let's play If Talk Radio. If Giannis was ever traded here, chances are very low. But if he was. You know, you got to sign him for 7 years. And if you sign him for 7 years, well, now you've got some play. Now you've got some action because if Steph wants to play for 2 more years, that's cool. Steph Curry could play for 7 more years if he was spotting up in the corner and knocking down threes like his dad. Mm. He could play forever, frankly. I don't know that that's what he wants, but you know, you're absolutely right. You need a player better than Steph. So I grade Steph as a B plus right now. I think that that's only based on where he's been for his life. His curve as far as grades is different than anybody else that's ever played basketball. And then I grade Giannis as an A minus. And I think that an A minus and a B plus on the Warriors with either Jimmy or Draymond, I would prefer Draymond, even though I really don't like Draymond. I think that balance would be incredible. And are they going to beat the Thunder? I don't know. Let's play the Thunder. They're not playing the Thunder right now. I guarantee you that. There's no chance they're getting to the finals and playing the Thunder. As far as picks, you know, picks are picks. The Warriors drafted Curry way back in the day at number 7, and he turned out to be Steph Curry. They've made a zillion picks, you know, beyond that. They drafted Klay Thompson, who turned out to be one of the greatest shooters of all time. But if you're telling me that we have to hold on to picks for some future thing that might develop 3 years after they're picked, that's just not the way it works. And it's not the way it works for box office. You've got to remember that, you know, Giannis is sticking around for 7 years, then you've got someone you can market with. And Steph's going to go away, and you get his money to spend on somebody else.
I got you.
Love your show.
Thank you, Father Time. Appreciate it. So he's in for Giannis now. What's coming up on the game? By the way, I see a lot of calls. We'll get to you all on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And that segment was brought to you by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. So cheer on your Warriors with an ice cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. So what you need to do is please drink responsibly. 888-957-9570. Let's keep it simple. Is Giannis just a simple no-brainer? If you can get him, get him. 888-957-9570.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.